This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Metroplex. We welcome you in live with the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Got the entire crew back together. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We got Pepe and Aiden in the back. We are live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube, and we have a ton to get to today. The Dallas Stars opponent awaits. Knock on wood, after this evening. We got the payload at 6:40, another Rangers ticket giveaway in the 7 o'clock hour. Jay Billis is going to join us live at 7:20 to talk about Cooper Flagg. We got the Neighborhood Watch, Brad Sham on the Cowboys schedule, Stars preview, Red Zone, Below the Bell, all of it as we try to get you as quickly as possible to your weekend. But we start off with the schedule release. I'm just going to go down the games and then I'll turn it over to all of you for the stretches, for the worries, for the breeze, the cruises, and ultimately, and at some point, your final record. We all know they're starting off at filthy. And then I feel like you got to get four of your next five here. Giants at home, at Chicago. Thankfully, that is in September and not December. Green Bay comes to town. You're at the Jets, you're at the Panthers. Then you have the Commanders at the Broncos, and sandwiched around your bye, which is smack dab in the middle of the season. A lot of people, you know, I used to look at the bye and say, I want it right there in the middle of the year. Well, a lot of times it comes down to when one of your best players gets injured.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we got the bye, we need to make a change.
Yeah.
We got the bye.
It could be week five. And that's okay if you've got some injuries.
Exactly. But sandwiched around that bye is your Kyler Kryptonite with Kyler Murray and Allen Texas coming to town for a primetime game. And then after the bye, you're at the Raiders. Now you get into the gauntlet. Eagles, Chiefs, fortunately both are at home. At Detroit, primetime. Minnesota, the Chargers, at the Commanders, and at the New York Giants. That is the Dallas Cowboys 2025 schedule.
So,
11th toughest in the league. First time ever with four Thursday night games. Chase Daniel, stop trolling. I used to like you and have respect for you.
Oh,
that's
no.
Quickly decreasing. They still are America's team. Six primetime games despite last season's record.
So, a couple things. One, they have four of six game stretch on the road early on. Starting with week three in Chicago and then ending in week eight. They got the Jets, Carolina, and Denver also. Four of six on the road is a pretty tough stretch. You know, it's not like the greatest thing in the world. But the post-bye is what really stands out. The after-the-bye week stretch. After the Raiders, you go Eagles, then Kansas City on a short week, at Detroit. By the way, the Eagles is a short week too, because you're coming off a Monday Night Football game. Short week Eagles, short week KC, but KC's obviously short week too. Then you have Detroit, Minnesota, Chargers, Commanders. That is brutal. That is a brutal six-week stretch in the meat of the schedule, as Jerry might say, at the very, very end. That really stood out. But, you know, other than that, the schedule release does lose some of its luster because we get leaks and...
The highlight is the release videos, which we'll get to later on. Bobby, initial thoughts.
That was the big thing that stood out initially was that gauntlet from weeks 12 to 17. So that's tough. Because, I mean, Eagles, Chiefs, Lions, Vikings, Chargers, Commanders, the team with the worst record in that group is the Chargers, and they were 11-6. And so you're talking about the average record for six straight weeks is 13-4.
Ooh.
You're basically going against six straight 13-4 teams. So that's tough. But if you're looking for a little bit of silver lining or whatever else, just two of those games are going to be on the road. And both of those are after back-to-back home stretches. So the only time you get back-to-back home games on the entire schedule are leading into those road games during that six-week stretch. So you're not doing a whole bunch of crazy traveling leading into that. It's the first time. I was curious if they do it. I thought the NFL was never going to go back to doing this, and they did. The fact that Dallas is at home before the Thanksgiving game. They've not had them do that
right.
in a long time. The last time they did was 2017. So typically they try to put them, they'll put them on the road, and whoever their opponent is that week, they're generally going to make them travel a similar distance. But they didn't do that this week. So Kansas City will be at home the week before playing the Colts, I think it is, and then Dallas will be at home. So Dallas has no travel on that short week, but like Chop said, they're coming off a short week and a big game against Philadelphia. So really it's the back end of the schedule that stands out the most. And then, like you mentioned earlier with the Bears, Jets, Broncos, all those games are played before November and December. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for a little bit of a benefit, you're not getting into the bitter, cold, snowy season with those cities.
Yeah, the only cold game they're going to have potentially is the last two, Commanders, Giants. That's
which
it.
You just got to deal with that.
And you got to deal with that. But I mean, the reality is, I mean, it is not crazy to get a balmy 40-degree day, which is fine.
Well, The worst thing about this, in my opinion, is you're facing the three toughest divisions in football. Mm-hmm. You're getting the AFC West, you're getting the NFC North, and now you're getting the NFC East.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, you used to be like, okay, Washington Giants, there's two. You got that as a nice ending to your season if you need it, and you haven't already clinched. And in many instances, you have clinched because you're facing the NFC East. Well, now you're getting the NFC East, AFC West, and the NFC North, all three of those together. The good thing is when you have a tough schedule like this, the league changes, right? There's going to be surprises. No one knew that the New Orleans Saints were going to kick our ass like that. You're going to get these teams that go up, the teams that go down. So all these tough opponents, you're going to get a few that fall back, and hopefully you don't get caught off surprise by your Arizonas and the teams that you should take out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nobody really had Washington up near the top. Nobody would have included them in a gauntlet last year. And you may look at it, we may get into the season and then look at, you know, okay, the Jets in week whatever game that is, week four or five. The Jets are now all of a sudden, oh, we got into the season, the Jets are awesome, and nobody knew that was going to happen, and now you've got, like, the undefeated Jets that you have to go to New York to play. Like, there are things like that on the schedule that are going to pop up. Arizona in the middle of the year, maybe Kyler puts it together, and Jonathan Gannon continues to do what he's done there, and that's, like, a legitimate contender that you got to go deal with.
You guys agree that it feels like they need to be 4-2?
Well, I think the Chicago game is arguably the most pivotal on their schedule the entire year, because you're sandwiched between... Well, because Green Bay's next. So, like, if you just assume you're 1-1 after two, assume a loss to Philly and a win over the Giants. I mean, that Chicago game looms very large, because if you lose it and you've got Green Bay coming in next, I mean, you're looking at 1-3 potentially before you have back to back road games. And they're not super tough road teams, but Carolina at the end of last year showed that they were at least starting to be competitive.
Bryce started to put it together.
I mean, like that. Would it surprise anybody if Carolina got off to a decent start and started to bite some people, or at least scare you?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And then you've got the Commanders in Denver, a couple of playoff teams after that. So I think the Chicago game is the biggest one on the biggest pre-bye game that they have on the schedule.
Stephen Jones was on Mad Dog Radio and talked about opening with the defending champs and having to watch them unveil the banner.
It certainly motivates our organization, I know, from the players to the coaches. They were so fired up about it this morning. You know, everybody in the organization is looking forward to that. Certainly a disappointing year for us last year compared to the, you know, championship year the Eagles have. As you said, it's a huge, huge rivalry. Love lost, but a lot of respect and for what they've accomplished there. But hopefully both teams will be healthy going into that game and should be interesting.
I love this question because I was thinking about this driving in before going on NBC5.
Well, well.
Having to get the morning hair correct for Laura Harris. Shout out to Laura. She said, do that. So her husband thinks that she's really cool. She was complaining in the commercial break, what's up with all these late primetime games? And I said, Laura, do you want to be in the midday or you want to be in the morning? You want to be Kevin Hagelin or you want to be Laura Harris? Which one do you want to be? You want to be prime time. You want to be in the spotlight. And you're complaining about waking up, but y'all's ass make me wake up at 4 a.m. for these morning hits. Mm-hmm. So shout out Laura. Hopefully her husband heard that. But while driving in, I said, okay, what is success? What is success for Brian Schottenheimer's first year? We have this injection of optimism thanks to Schottenheimer's personality and the George Pickens move and the draft. Three recent things that I am at least very optimistic about when it comes to heading to California in training camp. Stephen Jones was asked what success would look like this year.
You know, everybody, I'm sure, has a similar definition as to compete for a championship. And obviously the frustrating thing for our organization and our fans, who we are just so, we think we got the best fans in the world, is we just hadn't been able to have you know, the success in the playoffs. We put together, you know, multiple, you know, we had a run there with Mike of 3-12 win seasons. Last year, we don't want to be make excuses, but we, by the end of the year, I think 55% of our salary cap was on IR. So we had, you know, one of those years where, you know, the injuries, injury guides weren't working in our favor. But, you know, if we can stay healthy and have these young guys, have these guys step up that we've brought into the fold here, and I think we've got the right staff to get the most out of our players, then we can have the success we want to have, which is get in the tournament and go have success and compete for a championship.
So that's Steven's schedule release and all that stuff. Since they have kind of tampered it and ruined it, watered it down with the leaks here and there, the most interesting thing for me is these videos that the entire league has gotten behind. And I hope this guy isn't responsible for it, because I just had a great conversation in time with him in Frisco last week.
Well.
Going out there. But, man, the Cowboys release video was pretty weak.
What's your point?
They spent a lot of money. When they did the Taylor Sheridan one with Yellowstone a couple years ago, that was a long, drawn-out video. Some teams, I think, just realize that it's just not worth it.
I think their creative team wants to do it. I think every creative team in the league wants to do it well, and like wants to not. But they're all trying to find 32 unique ideas every single year.
It's tough,
and it's tough. But like,
so yeah, yesterday's was basically what they were out on the golf course for an event.
Yeah, the Cowboys were at the golf course yesterday for a sponsor event, and
Were playing in that, right, Chuck?
Yeah, I was playing in that. Thanks, guys.
You shot a zero, I believe.
Zero, yeah.
That's a hell of a day. Yeah,
literally.
Yeah. No, it's so they were out there doing this event. It was this bizarre thing where they had a 4-hour live stream leading up to the schedule release of Micah, CeeDee, Tyler Smith, and Osa. And they were all like out there on the golf course and doing different things and had the camera following them around and had like a podcast discussion. It was this just odd 4-hour stream of discussion leading up to the schedule release. And I guess they just throughout the video had done little moments where it's like we're tipping off or
Easter
we're hinting
eggs
at what it is. Yeah. And then so then at the end of it, it's like, here's the collection of Easter eggs. And some of them were off camera that you didn't see. So it's like, okay, week two, and Tyler Smith right now is eating an apple on like the second hole or something, because Giants. 18 holes or something like that. So They did that.
That the 18 aspect is clever because you're on a golf course, 18 weeks, 18, you know.
Yeah.
So that's clever from that. But the Colts are the one that really kind of, they're in the crosshairs right now. So they did a Minecraft video. Two teams did Minecraft.
Two teams.
Chargers and Colts. They did Minecraft, right? And one of the ones, and the Colts one, they had to get deleted because when they were playing the Dolphins, they had a number 10 jersey on the back, which is Tyreek Hill. And the dolphin was obviously swimming in the water, and it got detained by the Coast Guard.
Why do you have to delete that?
Well, because Tyreek got detained by the police on the way to a game, yeah, I guess.
Why do you have to delete that? That's fantastic. I love it.
25, that's why.
Soft.
Maybe you shouldn't have put the number on it.
There you go. The number obviously was the week.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, the number was the week.
Right,
okay,
the week
not
that they're playing, I assume.
Yeah.
It is, but...
What's Tyreek's number? Does anyone know?
10.
Isn't it 10?
10.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just coincidental. Now, the Chargers Minecraft video was great, though, with Ian Rappaport and Jordan Schultz, little Minecraft characters slapping each other.
Yes.
It was good. And they had the Fire Nico on the Cowboys week. They had the Fire Nico fan on the Jumbotron in AT&T Stadium.
For what team?
For Dallas.
No, but...
The Chargers did it for their Minecraft video. So when they show AT&T Stadium, you see the Fire Nico guy from the Jumbotron.
Well done. 877-881-1053. I love the Bills one. Josh Allen said, just get AI to do it. And they got Allen Iverson to do it. And at the end, though, they're like, can I get a go Bills? And he's like, no, go Josh Allen. And I wonder, he wasn't going to cross the Eagle fans in Philly, right? But I wonder if the Bills fans are going to be a little bit like upset about that, even though AI did participate. So somehow they tied Josh Allen and Allen Iverson together. Just get AI to do it. I thought that was really, really good. It's the Thursday edition. Absolutely loaded. Glad you're waking up with us as we try to get you to the weekend as quickly as possible. The Dallas Stars opponent is set and awaits. And do we already have the signing of the Texas Rangers season? Some Chris Young brilliance after the Brooms, against the Rockies. That's next on the Home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.